right, he's the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, again today we're grateful and we praise you and we worship you, Lord, and we thank you for the mighty word of the living God. Now, Lord, as we teach your word today, I ask you to reveal to every one of us mighty things from your mighty word, because, Lord, you are the King of Kings and nothing's impossible with you. So, Lord, teach us today about the tongue. Teach us how to control the body, not to defile the body. Because we're going to be talking about your word in James chapter 3 today, Lord. And I ask you to reveal to us the truths of the mighty word of the living God. Father, I thank you for your word. Bless it as it goes out today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, today we're going to continue on in teaching about the tongue. We've been talking about the tongue and what the tongue can do, and it is the most powerful thing you have in your mouth, in your whole body. The tongue has far more power than we even begin to comprehend until you begin to get a hold of these mighty promises written in God's Word. Jesus clearly said you can have whatever you say with your mouth. Whether it's good or bad, you're going to have it. So don't speak a curse over yourself. You know, I think about the things that many men have said. I think about a man that made a statement one time before he was going to get on an airplane. He said, I had rather die than to see this man become a certain position in government. And that man made that bold statement before television cameras that day. And as he made that bold statement, I had rather die than see this man to become this official in this particular office. That day, that man lost his life in that airplane. You have to be very careful what you say with your mouth. I mean, even those of us that are preachers have to learn to control our tongue. Now today I'm going to read you some scripture out of James chapter 3. James chapter 3 says, for in chapter 3 verse 2, for in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man and able also to control the whole body. Now then, you stop and think about what that said. When you learn how to control your tongue, you will be able to control your whole body. What does that mean? Well, when I got a hold of these things, I learned that with my tongue, I could make my body perform the way I wanted it to perform. Paul, he spoke to his body, and he commanded it to do things, and it obeyed him in the Word of God. So if Paul can talk to it, his body, and make it be obedient to him, then you and I can take the Word of God and speak to our body and control our whole body. And I learned how to do that. I was an engineer for many years, about 30 years, and I worked out in the workplace, and I worked in mechanical type of equipment, refrigeration equipment, air conditioning equipment, boiler rooms, all kinds of places. I was built and designed and tested and run and all kinds of things with all kinds of equipment for many, many years. So I learned how to control my body. I could speak to my body. I could walk in obedience to God's word. And by walking in obedience to his word, I could speak to my body and command my body in the name of Jesus to function in certain ways, and it would. In other words, I could go inside of a freezer with a short sleeve shirt on, or with just a long sleeve shirt on, and another man there with me that didn't know these principles, even though he might be a Christian. He didn't know these principles, and we could go in that freezer together, and he'd say, you need a coat. And I said, no, I'm going to be okay. I could go in there and stay longer without a coat on than he could with a coat on. They did not understand that. Then I could take and go from there to a boiler room to help another man do something, or to work with someone, or give them instructions on how a boiler was supposed to work, where it was 120 degrees in the boiler room. But I never walked in there saying, oh, I know it's going to be hot. They would tell me, Well, coming from this freezer, it's going to be extremely hot. It's going to be hot. You're going to break out in sweat. I said, no, I have control of my body. I said, my body will not break out in a violent sweat. They said, you know, if you go from that cold to that hot, from the cold to the hot, you're liable to catch cold. I said, no, I will not confess that, because if I confess that I'm going to catch a cold, then I will open the door to the demonic world for Satan to come in and to give me a cold. I said, all sickness and disease comes from the demonic realm. When Christ said it is finished on the cross, he defeated Satan and his foes. Now, when Jesus defeated Satan and his foes, if he did that, then why are so many Christians sick? If Jesus bore our sickness and removed our disease, according to Matthew 8:17, then why is it so many Christians are sick? Well, they're sick because they don't know the Word of God. They're sick because they're sick the same reason I was sick and afflicted for a large number of years of my life. I mean, I had problems. I had a hernia once. I was down in my back a half a dozen times. I walked on crutches. I had double pneumonia. I had the flu every year at least once. I just confessed it. I thought it was a normal way to live. But when I learned what the Word of God declares and what I can do by faith, that I don't have to live under the law of sin and death, but I can live under the law of the Spirit of life, and under the law of Spirit of life, there is no sickness and disease. So, by faith, Jesus clearly said in his word that if we can believe his word, nothing shall be impossible with us. So where do you put a limitations on our King saying, if you can believe, nothing shall be impossible with you? Well, I've come to realize that most people are like I was most of my life. They put a limitation on God's word. Well, wherever we put the limitation as we speak, that's where he meets us, right there. So, if you speak sickness and disease, like if you say, I'm going down there and I just know that if I go from this extreme cold to this extreme heat, I know I'm going to catch a cold or the flu and I'm going to be sick. I can assure you the devil will be around to oblige you and put that sickness and disease on you. Now, in Acts 10:38, Jesus said, or the apostle that wrote that, Luke, he said that Jesus, which was anointed with the Holy Ghost and power, went about healing all that was oppressed of the devil. So if Jesus went about healing all that was oppressed of the devil, then sickness and disease come from the devil. And we, if we walk holy before God and learn how to talk, you will never speak sickness and disease again. Now, if you don't speak sickness and disease, and you speak what the Word of God says, and you walk in obedience to it, and, of course, if you're speaking it and walking in obedience to it, 1 John 5:18 clearly says if you're keeping yourself from evil, then the evil one, which is Satan, cannot touch you. So that means you don't have to have sickness and disease. So we can control our body, control ourselves. In fact, I read an article not too many years ago where a man that worked on the railroad, he had always been afraid of cold places or getting locked in a freezer car. So one day he was out there and he was up in a freezer car cleaning it out, although the unit was not running and it was sitting idle on a sidetrack. Somebody didn't know he was in there, and they come by and slammed the door, and when they did, it locked, and he couldn't get out from the inside. The next morning, they found that man dead, and they done an autopsy on him, and all the symptoms were he froze to death. But yet the recording instrument that showed the temperature of that box showed it was 50 degrees when he went in it, and it come on up to 70-something degrees in the night, but yet that man froze to death in that box. It was all in his mind. He allowed the enemy to put a stronghold in his mind, to first of all, that he would be afraid of cold places, and then to believe that he was freezing to death. And I remember the story, there was even a note left. The man said, if somebody don't open the door, I'm going to freeze to death. And he had left a note saying, I am freezing to death. The man killed himself with his own tongue. Now, you can bring sickness and disease upon you with your tongue. But the thing about Calvary, the thing I didn't understand, if Jesus destroyed the works of the devil, then why was it seems like the devil, even in the church, was still running things as far as sickness and disease is concerned? Well, I finally learned the answer. You don't have to receive sickness and disease from the devil. Yes, he can put symptoms upon you. He can put pains and excruciating pains. He's done that to me. But you do not have to receive them. When he puts those pains on you, you can clearly take the word of God and come against the enemy with the word of God. And as you come against the enemy with verse, chapter, and verse, and quote the word of God to the enemy many times, probably 6 or 8 times at least in the last 17 years, when Satan would put excruciating pains of some kind upon me to make me think he was going to make me sick, I would always come back at him with the word. And it never took me more than 5 minutes to overcome him and kick him out once I learned how to do it. Now, the very first time this happened to me, at the beginning of this 17 years, it took me 4 days to drive that beast away. But I absolutely would not yield to his symptoms. I didn't care what he tried to put upon me. My wife tried everything to get me to go to a doctor. I said, no. I have learned that Satan is the author of these kind of things, and I have learned that I have power and authority over him in the name of Jesus. So I absolutely will not go to a doctor. It took me 4 days and nights to quoting God's word to drive the enemy out of my life. And that day, when I finally became more and more violent with God's word, and finally that fourth day, I was literally screaming God's word to that enemy, telling him he had to go away, that he could not stay. And when I finally drove him out, I was instantly healed. And when I was instantly healed, the Lord showed me a vision. And it was Matthew 11:12. And I said, Lord, I've read that verse 100 times and never understood it till right now. But now I understand what you meant when you said, since the coming of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven, which is in us, has suffered violence from the devil. But the violent takes it by force. That's what I had done. By force, I had taken God's word and taken away from the enemy what was he had tried to mean for harm for me. And since I've learned those promises in the last 17 years, I've stood on God's word and I've not had one sick day. You can do it too. So don't let the enemy do it to you. We invite you out to our church every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. We're at every Sunday afternoon. We are at 10921 Shady Trail, 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We also will have the healing school at the church from now on. The second Saturday of every month, we'll start at 1 p.m. the second Saturday of every month, and we'll go to at least 4 or maybe 5. We'll teach you how to get well if you're sick, and we'll teach you how to walk in divine health. So come to our church, and if you need any tapes or anything, give us a call at 940-242-2106. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.